Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back to Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Keith Rogers here. 1-800-313-9443. We have one caller holding here, but you know, before I jump into this other caller here, I wanted to make a statement here. We see that education in America is actually programming children today to be these nice little recipients of this agenda they're pushing there. But we can also see that America's on this slippery slope that's headed right to the bottom there. However, thankfully, we have all these part-time jobs, which are mainly service jobs, and basically a computerized world, where the employee only has to hit an icon on their little cash register that adds up the total prices on the meals, and then they know that automatically what it is. They submit a amount to the buyer, and the buyer hands them a certain monetary dollar amount, and the machine tells them exactly what to give in change. But at least there is some good news. New Hampshire has just made it now in effect there that allows local Common Core people to in schools to opt out. And that's good news. Anyway, we have Alan in Nevada there. Alan, welcome to the show tonight. What's on your mind?
Yes, I would like to know who the gentleman is who talks about Germany.
Oh, that is from old war reels. I've got gig and gig and gigabytes of old war reels. And this is before the propaganda came out about how evil Hitler was. This is the same premise of why they called Donald Trump, or they tried to narrate him as being as evil as Hitler. Those in power did not want a strong America like Germany was after it dropped its banking, which was yoked to it under the Versailles Treaty. In doing so, Germany allowed millions of jobs to be created. The German powerhouse took off. Even Churchill is quoted as saying, World War II is not about fascism or any of that stuff. It's about the powerhouse of Germany. That they were such, the only thing they had to import was food. But they were a major production thing, and that's what that brought Germany out of World War I is cleaning up, and of course, unfortunately, having to ready itself for World War II. But in doing so, Hitler had built the finest administration, which actually took care of its people. And of course, in doing so, he burned all the pornography books and all this crap, you know, today here in America or anywhere else in the world. You have porn at your fingertips. Kids don't even have to verify they're of age. I mean, we see a decline in the moral compass of all nations, and they're allowing this to happen. And then, of course, if you are prideful there, Scott, about being white or about America, you're a racist.
Yeah, that's my topic. By the way, this moral degradation is a product of something called the Frankfurt School.
Mm-hmm.
Are you acquainted with the Frankfurt School?
I've heard of it, yes.
Yes, it's there was this Jewish industrialist, Felix Weil, who wanted to have a think tank, and how to convert economic Marxism into cultural Marxism. And he got a bunch of his fellow Jews together and come up with two-prong attack. One was called critical theory, and that was to criticize everything that was good and noble and whatever. And, you know, that's how the Boy Scouts became what they were portrayed as now recently, as a school for hatred or whatever. And the other one was polymorphous perversion, which was to make everything that was good bad and everything that was bad good. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about the genocide of the white race. It is a genocide program. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes, I'm well aware of it. You know, you can go onto YouTube there and read or watch the video called Zionist Jews Openly Admit That Mass Immigration Is Number One on Their Agenda.
Right.
These are the same ones who have their walls over in Israel, their Jewish-only roads and stuff. And again, this isn't directed towards all Jews, because I know a lot of Jews that don't feel this way. But there's those Zionists that, like as even Renee was saying, that people's feelings, emotions, and stuff get co-opted to go along with the agenda, and they don't realize the destruction of it until they see it on themselves. And then suddenly, like I mentioned before, with terrorism and acts of terrorism, that suddenly when American dies or something, oh my God, we got to do something, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, what I would like to say about all of those Jews that don't go along with it, they are irrelevant. They don't matter. They don't count. The history of the Jews for the last 2,000 years is the same over and over, and they get kicked out of one country after another. And they have finally found a plan to really save themselves the trouble by slowly infiltrating, and then they can't be budged.
Right. Well, this is the same premise you're saying now is like with the U.S. trying to label RT as a domestic entity, and it has to register as a foreign agent, you know. Well, why don't they do with all AIPAC members? Excuse me.
Yeah, why? Yeah, you know, did they attack the Liberty and nobody wants to investigate it, you know?
Well, Voltaire. Remember, don't criticize those. If you want to see who rules over you, try criticizing them. You know, that's what it becomes, anti-Semitic. I mean, even that gal from the Knesset there on Democracy Now! Says, in America, we use the anti-Semitism, and in Germany, she says, we always bring up the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just remembered a quotation by Voltaire, to learn who rules over you, just find who you are not allowed to criticize.
Right. You know, another thing, you might think of post-World War II in the 50s over there in Germany and what they call the denazification. Remember, yes. You had all those people that say the war ended in 45, but all those people that were built up and had that pride in their home country, I don't care whether it was the Aryan race or what, like that, proud of their own heritage, proud of their country, and then have to have that systematically strained from them so that today, under what they call the Stasi program, which was a group of citizens turned informants, we now have the same thing here of what they call in Homeland Security, see something, say something.
Yeah.
And everyone's, aware. I mean, yeah, and I listen to five different counties on my two-way here, and it's constant where people are generating revenue for the state by calling in some of the most mundane, stupid issues like that. But it gives, of course, the cops something to do. And, of course, say they stop a vehicle. If it was for a taillight that was out, fine. You know, there's your probable cause. But then suddenly they're IDing all the passengers of the vehicle to make sure that none of them have warrants and stuff, you know. Yeah, then, of course, remember the Ninth Circuit Court has now passed that the law enforcement can lie to you. And that's why usually in these bigger cities, you see not so much out here in the country, but in the bigger cities, they have two deputies that arrive on scene there. And one gets the other guy to tap on the window on the other side. And once the window's rolled down a little bit, then suddenly it's, oh, I smell beer or alcohol. You know, they lie to you. And this is all to feed the local, you know, city courts, the privatized prisons, to buy, you know, the statement of need for the prowler cars that crime is up. It's like, I mean, I get so sick and tired of listening to, at night here to the mass amount of suicide calls that other departments are going out on for EMS calls, you know. Those suicide calls in themselves show you how sick a society is. And it's because people have given up on all hope and they have nothing to dream for.
Yes, well, we have over, what is, 90 million unemployed people?
Right. Well, here's another one for you. We had these massive fires here in Montana, and I talked to some friends here on the DNRC. And I asked them about it. They said, well, we're just containing them as far as making sure that they don't go into any buildings or cities and stuff like that. Other than that, we're letting them burn. The one right next to me here, I think the last time I looked, it was up to 150-some thousand acres. There's others that are over 200-some thousand acres. One only has to think when you're talking to these guys, well, is this to maybe push an agenda of, say, like all these fires burning, whether in California, Idaho, Montana, even Washington State, that this would somehow push the carbon up in the air to where you could have these idiots saying, oh, see, we see the carbon is raised. We got to stop this global warming.
Oh, it's all such a hoax.
Yeah.
It's terrible. What they want is a tax. One more tax, the carbon tax.
Right. Anyway, I tell you what, young man, I'm going to have to let you go here because I got to get some news here because I have a video I want to play up next year. But I do thank you for calling in, though, okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, my best to you. All right, I've got just a few minutes here before my next break here, but I want to preface this next video here. You'll have to, it's a then and now type of a scenario here. So the audio is lower on one, but if you pay attention, you'll glean what is being said here. But this is not just about Hispanics or anyone else through what they call this DACA of these anchor children and whatever like that. This is more about keeping the immigrants here who mostly falsify their Social Security numbers, who can't collect on that, and so they're paying into the system. The government's raking billions off of this, you know, or countless millions, probably billions, of them paying into a system in which they're not going to collect on. And then, of course, the corporations can use them to keep the wages down because they have a surplus of workers. Unlike in my day when we used to have union jobs, if you didn't like it, you just say, you know, blankly, you know, F off and walk off your job and start another one there with the union the next day. You can't do that anymore because all jobs are part-time, and if you got one, you better hold on to it because you have bills, whether it's a mortgage, car payment, or what like that, and you'd lose it all. And that's the way they like that, is to where you're a slave. So anyway, Ken, do you want to run that video there? And this is Chuck Schumer talking about immigration then and now.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
The president's decision to end DACA was heartless and it was brainless.
When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Hundreds of thousands of families will be ripped apart.
If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong.
Tens of thousands of American businesses will lose hardworking employees.
A biometric-based employer verification system with tough enforcement and auditing is necessary to significantly diminish the job magnet that attracts illegal aliens to the United States. They may have known no other country but ours and have voluntarily registered themselves. All illegal aliens present in the United States on the date of enactment of our bill must quickly register their presence with the United States government or face imminent deportation.
But we have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. So we don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws or will encourage more children to make that dangerous journey.
With respect to the notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case because there are laws on the books that Congress has passed. And I know that everybody here at Bell is studying hard, so you know that we've got three branches of government. Congress passes the law. The executive branch's job is to enforce and implement those laws. And then the judiciary has to interpret the laws. There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system, that for me to simply, through executive order, ignore those congressional mandates would not conform with my appropriate role as president.
All right. Thank you, Ken. You know, as was mentioned by Obama, former president there, if you want to call him that, the laws on the book are all listed under Title 8, and it talks about the same thing that old Chucky Schumer there was talking about. Those that employ those illegal immigrants are in violation of that law and can be fined. But see, they don't want this, and that's why we have lobbyists for the big corporations that lobby so that they get their little workers. And this is odd, too, because you hear this saying here about, well, no one will pick the lettuce and blah, 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 you know, that Americans won't pick. You won't see an American bend over in a field. Most of these jobs have been automated. I live in a farming area up here in Montana, and I can attest to the fact that almost everything you put in the ground nowadays is completely automated. And this is no different than if you're over in Vietnam and watching them planting rice in these tier-type garden-type things. They have little machines that they drive behind them. Everything has gotten to the point where it's automated. You just need the workers to basically harvest, cut, or whatever like that. But these Title 8 laws, they're there to not only protect the American citizen, but also there to protect those that want to legally immigrate here. And I'm reminded of that when I talked to my friend who's from the Czech Republic, who in the early 80s had immigrated here from the Czech Republic. He said he had to learn U.S. history. He had to be able to basically pledge allegiance to the United States. He didn't bring his flag from the Czech Republic here. He didn't demand certain things from the Czech Republic be looked at over here. And this is the same thing that you find over there in Russia today, in the Russian Federation, where Vladimir Putin has said, if you come to Russia, you are Russian. Forget all your other stuff. I mean, that's why people would immigrate here to the allegedly the free world, you know. They struck out for opportunity, whether it's a job for themselves or to help raise their family. They looked for the immigration to be something that would be fantastic for it. And now all this immigration is a huge social It's a socialism program, because all of these on these immigration rolls are in some way a party to the state, to where they're collecting welfare and whatever. The link I like to look at the most is at usdebtclock.org. And though it may show $20 trillion on the left side, it's the right side of the entire page that you need to scroll down, wherein you find out how many veterans are collecting their VA benefits, how many are on Social Security, how many are unemployed, how many are on welfare? How many are on food stamps? And then as, Alan had mentioned there, Nevada, the payouts don't equal what's being brought in. And 95 million Americans unemployed, I mean, it shows you the system's going to crash eventually. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network with On Frequency with Keith Rogers.
It's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers in Western Montana here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, I wanted to, before I get too far ahead here, I wanted to talk about two breaking reports that have just come to light here recently. And as an American, you should be concerned here because you'll find out that nowhere in the U.S. Constitution does it give the authority from we the people for the government to lie to us. And this goes on the coattails of what I was saying earlier with the Ninth Circuit Court, where law enforcement is allowed to lie to you. And keep in mind that in 2013, Congress had passed the domestic use of propaganda on the U.S. citizens. I mean, this is the same Congress that usually has a approval rating of zilch that oddly keeps getting reelected and reelected to serve out these 20, 30-year terms. And you wonder, why isn't there ever a changing to get these people out when they're so evil? Well, we have the corrupt, crooked elections here in America. Anyway, so these breaking stories here is that Iran's Revolutionary Guards, which is the IRGC, they infiltrated the U.S. military and obtained proof of ISIS collusion. And this has been verified now. And it goes on to say that there's a collusion here between Washington and the ISIS, these terrorists, and the region. And, of course, the region would be all through that area. And this goes back to the U.S. arm in the NTC in Libya, the FSA over in Syria, and the other splinter groups. And remember, they kept fractioning off and then calling themselves al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, and they were just changing pants, but they were still the same person in there. But anyway, their statement says that we have documents showing the behavior of the Americans in Iraq and Syria, and we know what the Americans did there, what they neglected, and how they supported Daesh, or this Islamic State. And this is a quote from Press TV. However, this gets worse. Again, I had mentioned before the Lugar Obama bill, where it forbid anyone that had these man pads and whatever, to where the U.S. is actively arming with not only Stinger missiles and such. And I'll even back up there before. Remember when Libya was invaded that 20,000 of those Stinger missiles went missing. And those would be the equivalent to shoot down any airliner that they wanted. Anyway, so on top of that, we have the U.S. is now, this is a statement from Germany, that U.S. broke German law by arming the Syrian rebels via this Ramenstein airbase without asking Berlin. And you can't expect the German government to ignore all this because, see, this puts them in the limelight, too, that they'll find out that more and more of this is happening. Anyway, I have another caller here, so I'll get back to that here. But anyway, we'll excuse me. We'll take that caller there, Chris in Nevada. Good evening, Chris.
Well, good evening, and thank you for the great conversation and enlightening education this evening.
Well, I'd rather be snuggling my dog, but go ahead.
Well, don't kick the dog. I wasn't talking bad to you.
No.
I was just going to support what your last comment was about the proclivity for police officers to lie. There's quite an interesting treatise called The Dirty Little Secret, if people want to search that one out. And that was supported by what was termed the Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Munt, M-U-N-D-T, Act of 2015 under Obama, surprise, surprise, administration, where they basically said that the government or their partner agencies, their licensee network associates, and subject to licensed assistants and stakeholders could lie, including the media or anybody else, and tell anything other than truth for any means or schemes or personal self-serving interests they found to be necessary, proper, or particularly self-serving and lucratively advantageous.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, well, this Western...
Oh, I have a break here. Why don't you hold on? Yeah, we'll get to it in a second there, okay? Anyway, we have a break coming up here. We'll be right back here. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443, and we still have a chat room there if you want to join us on onfrequencyradio.chattango.com.
Radio, double talk is all you get.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We were talking to Chris in Nevada there. Chris, go ahead.
Well, not only the Smith-Mundt Act amendment of 2015, but then when we look at these allegations of the preposterous absurdity to somebody's lack of competency, which of course is a vague, ambiguous, arbitrary, and capricious term that has no determinate specificity to be able to discern what it really means because it's adjustable and subjective and interpretive, much like the specialty competency courts, which are really inquisitorial star chamber type of transactions. Many times you'll find nefarious nepotism and other not proper relationships occurring between the prosecution and the judges in these courts.
Well, yeah, because the state always wins.
Well, yeah, when it's their courts, it's like a kangaroo court. So they have the whole system. They got the prosecution defense team. they appear as two different teams, but they all belong to the same bar, so there's obviously a camaraderie, a conflict of interest, and a potentiality for future mutually codependent relationships or otherwise enjoyable relationships to might be lucrative or otherwise to occur, and that makes it very difficult to get a fair shake in these courts because the bar has a complete chokehold on the whole criminal's just system.
Well, I compare that, though, with what we call lawfare today. We see people more and more railroaded into a court, and I don't care if it's over allegedly using child porn on their computer or what. They could have been an activist, and, of course, the way to bring them down, of course, is to throw some smear campaign on them. And then the FBI or whoever will then say, well, we can't tell you how we found this or the methodology of our search because it would reveal state secrets. So, it reminds me, like I say, I mentioned before, none of us are actually eyewitnesses to anything. We don't see morgue reports. We don't see ballistics reports. We have to go by what we are given either by the media or what we can find by ourselves, you know. But usually people are railroaded, and that's the same scenario here where the FBI openly admits that they have been behind all domestic terrorism. They funded with U.S. tax dollars the amount of payments of hundreds of thousands of dollars to all these so-called shills or these informers, that whether they infiltrate a mosque or what, that they've used tax dollars to then set up a patsy that may not have be mentally balanced to get him to go do an act, you know. And this is the same scenario. I remember reading on the BBC there where they were interviewing this former Syrian rebel there, and he says, yeah, we were paid $100. He says, that's good money for us. But, of course, you got to realize, just like our U.S. soldiers, they go out and they do all these wars, the crimes that go with them like that, then they have to live with that the rest of their lives, and for some it's too much.
Well, absolutely. The FBI, now that you mentioned them, they particularly have been engaged in a pattern, practice, custom, and tradition of framing the blame on legally incompetent or perhaps drug-induced incompetence by scopolamine and other sorts of suicidal psychotropic drugs they whack these people up with. Many times they just leave them as the ignorant dupe there to take the blame when other perpetrators or agents of theirs carry out the actual act of the violence that they want to frame the blame on Americans or a particular group that they want to discredit. Myself, I found myself in a very deleterious situation of that very nature where I'm the actual victim of the crime, having a very valuable automobile stolen from me at gunpoint by a plethora of so-called public servants with sham legal fictitious paperwork. And this automobile was worth $18,000 to $28,000. Of course, they used their own theories of what it was to try to invent the illusion that it was a junk piece of inoperable
right.
motor vehicle, which it was not. It was a collectible classic car that I had spent quite a bit of money to obtain, and it had appreciated about double since I had bought it, so I showed my investment savvy, and it was working out quite well for me, although I hadn't sold it, regrettably, but that was no excuse for them to come along and steal it under the guise that it was a zoning violation on my posted private property with sham legal fictitious paperwork.
Right. Well, like I mentioned, you know, the days of Perry Mason are over. Remember Perry Mason, before his he would take a case, he would ask him, are you guilty? And, of course, he would only take a case, and that's why he'd won it, you know, and out of the entire series. Of course, I know this is fictional world, but the point was, though, is Perry Mason worked for the little guy, as the state doesn't. They don't care. They just want a conviction. They'll plea bargain you down, so at least they got a conviction. And we just saw here where that one guy was arrested and has served 29 years in jail. They all know that he's innocent, and yet they won't grant him a new trial because it would embarrass the state.
And the state is a fictitious entity. It has no moral scruples or ethics.
That's right.
It's only the people that work behind the state that have this malicious prosecution tactic to themselves of stacking charges so they can leverage the individual to get him to concede to get a conviction easy by pleading out, take a lesser charge than all the totality of all the stacked charges, which most of them are a falsity anyway. This is a tactic they use. In fact, the so-called competency courts and the, you mentioned lawfare. Well, in fact, psychopolitical warfare is using lawfare and using legal brinksmanship, avaricious predatory tactics to advantage the prosecution to the disadvantage of the least sophisticated or the not savvy victims who they want to frame the blame on or put another notch on the prosecutorial pistol handle so they can embellish the record for future private practice or advancements in the political world.
Well, yeah, well, same thing, though, Chris. This is just like the so-called jury tampering, where if you stand out in front of a courthouse there and you have a thing talking about jury nullification, you're handed out to people walking by, you're tampering with the jury because, again, that's where the people can outdo the state.
Well, in my particular case, the prosecution tampered with the jury, and they did a sham grand jury indictment on me because they used the indicted co-conspirator, the chairman of the county commission here in Las Vegas. They had his daughter pose as my representative without my knowledge, acquiescence, or consent, which is an egregious abuse of discretion, and she waived my rights without my acquiescence or even knowing that she did it. I just happened to find out when I got out of being locked up for a while that she had actually done that and exposed this diabolical deceit that they were engaging in, and the fact that they had done it in a secret process, almost like the states are creating their own so-called FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, Kill a Patriot Act courts, that really where they prosecute the patriots under these fictitious charges or loaded up by the really a kangaroo court or a communist show trial court. It's really a phony court, which is really just a pro se execution. It's not a judicial process.
Well, yeah, well, remember this, though. When you hear a judge, where when they're instructing the jury, they say, you will judge this on the on what I have presented you, not what was heard in the courtroom, but what I, the judge, has presented to you.
Judicial jury tampering, that's obstruction of justice, and that's a violation of judicial canons of ethics. They give up their jurisdiction at that point.
Yep.
A co-prosecutor.
Yep.
Like Gloria Navarro in particular.
Anyway, I got to let you go there, Chris. I got a lot more news.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you calling in, okay? Anyway, I don't know if any of you caught this here, but a while back, Vladimir Putin had admitted that Syria was the new testing ground for its new arms. And Russia recently had dropped one of their own, what you would call a Moab bomb, and it took out an ISIS stronghold in which U.S. service personnel was there, and so were Mossad. And it was quoted that the Mossad were wearing the ISIS black. So, this goes to show you of the collusion now that Germany was talking about. But there's another bombshell here. And I want Americans to think of that, especially as we have winter coming up here. We have snow-capped mountains in Montana right now from our latest rainstorm. But anyway, finally, after all the smoke here. But anyway, there's now a bombshell report that exposes that the Pentagon arms transfer to Syrian rebels equaled $2.2 billion. Think of that when you hit these potholes and stuff on the roads and you can't get a snowplow out and whatever. The U.S. can invest so many billions of dollars like they did in Ukraine with $5 billion with Nuland there to overthrow governments. They call them dictatorships. And, of course, what do you call a tyrant that uses their position to enforce their form of government? But anyway, in reference, though, it shows that Donald Trump lied, of course. The CIA, which he was told was going to back down out of Syria, it has been going full steam, and we know that from Nikki Haley in her recent comments there at the UN. But anyway, the U.S. Pentagon has been caught altering documents to a memory hole that any mention of Syria when it comes to the CIA's weapons program for ISIS. And this is they've been secretly arming and training and funding them to take down the illegally elected president, Dr. Bashar al-Assad, over in Syria. And this is where I'd mentioned before with this Lugar-Obama Act, which turned into a bill and was signed by George Bush. they have been sending these massive amount of weapons in these areas. And again, with John McCain screaming that they need to send lethal aid to Ukraine. I mean, the U.S. is behind so much death and destruction. And I can't stand it when someone tells me, well, you think that the entire problems in the world are because of the United States. Well, not because of its people, but because of this government. Which culpability-wise means that all those that sit in Congress and pass these laws, and I think Ron Paul made that statement here not too long ago, that look around your room, your computer shack, whatever, your house, everything you have is regulated by the federal government. It's not being forced on us by China, by Russia, by North Korea, by Iran, or anyone else. It's those guys wearing these $1,000 suits in Congress that pass these laws for us to have this underwriter's laboratory sticker on everything like that so that they can regulate it in some way. It's the same thing with the FCC and our internet. But anyway, the premise of this Syria, of course, is a backdoor war to Iran, which, again, if anyone knows anything historically, that Iran hasn't attacked anyone in well over 200 and some years. They've they've defended themselves when the U.S., coaxed Saddam into using chemical weapons supplied by the West to use on the Iranians. And that war cost 1 million deaths on both sides. And that's when Henry Kissinger said, I hope they kill each other. But anyway, we have all these arms going around the world. And this was from the nation that was allegedly the peacekeepers. And then Dave Hodges there on his show here has been highlighting the fact that that all the U.S. troops are now being sent out of the country. And we see these great military buildups, whether it's towards North Korea, what's going on in Syria, more troops into Iraq, more troops into Afghanistan. And this is what was mentioned earlier, is the plight of the dying Roman Empire, where these vassal states started dropping off one by one, and the government of Rome was too thin, stretched too thin, that is, to go out and reconquer them. And, of course, Rome fell. But anyway, I like another article I was reading here about how these U.S. sanctions continue to backfire. And this here is about Iran, where it says assisting Tehran with the sidestepping of the ongoing Washington sanctions regime against the country, China has opened a $10 billion line of credit to intended to finance the energy and transportation, water, and other key Iranian infrastructure projects. We see more and more that the IMF is now losing its so-called grip on America and switching towards China because they know that China is the biggest hub in the world now. And the only thing the U.S. has is war, and the only thing that China is doing is creating commerce. And the same thing with, and I don't really, endorse Vladimir Putin, although I think he's a hell of a statesman. But when the U.S. sends in weapons, Russia is sending in tons and tons and tons of food. I mean, it's Russia is always doing the mop-up work, and they're always called evil for that, you know. And, of course, this, again, is because Iran has a central bank, not a private central bank like the rest of these countries. And if you watch that video from General Wesley Clark, 7 countries in 5 years, those countries named all had their private banks. They were not connected in any way to the IMF. And, of course, this is through, again, the destruction of those countries, IMF loans to rebuild them at massive debt. U.S. corporations go in there and make a killing virtually in both ways, whether it's Blackwater or whatever. And, of course, what they once had, like in Libya and such, free schooling, free health care, that's all destroyed and taken away from them. And now we see more rattling within the so-called empire, is Turkey has now agreed to, with Russia, to be a purchaser of these S-400 missile systems. And we know those are one of the most advanced that Russia is selling today for their protection there. And, of course, now the U.S. is screaming that this violates their law. So we have Germany saying that U.S. arms to Al-Qaeda and ISIS and stuff violates their law. And now we have the U.S. saying that Turkey, a NATO bloc member, buying arms from Russia is violating their law. Anyway, I'm a firm believer, though, that we see the sides are being picked for World War III. And I am just waiting for an Archduke Ferdinand moment to set it off, and I'm not sure what it's going to be, whether it's going to be a false flag or what that's going to start it. And we'll go from there. But anyway, yeah, it's interesting to see what Turkey is doing there. Anyway, I have a break coming up here, but poverty in Germany, think of all these immigrants. The poverty in Germany in 2015 has reached a record high, and it continues to grow. And it talks about most people make about $845 or euros per family and unmarried, and about $1,873 for a family with about two children. So on top of that, with all the immigrants flooding Germany and the Mannheims and all this stuff that's going on there, it was released today that in Germany, one of the Syrian Muslims with four wives and 23 children receives 30,000 euros in benefits each month. These guys are being paid to displace themselves. And, of course, I suppose there's a little bit of hatred and stuff along with them, and some of this violence is coming. Anyway, we have a break here. We'll be right back here. This is Keith Rogers with On Frequency here, and we'll be right back on Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm running out of time. This is the last segment of our show here, but I'd like to get into a couple stories here that might be interesting to some people. We see over there this London's Bucket of Doom bombing over there, that through this, Trump has made the statement that he would like to shut down the internet over that Bucket of Doom. And then on the cusp of that, RT is reporting that Israel's mercenaries claim responsibility for the London Underground blast. Now, isn't that interesting? I only say that because recently the rabbi that had mentioned that Europe was getting too violent and that all the Jews should return to Israel. Is this part of an agenda? So, anyway... And, of course, we have an acid attack that we're on four Americans. We're supposed to say, oh, my God. But, again, remain totally silent when the U.S. uses their Hellfire missiles or whatever and bombs schools, weddings, funerals, hospitals. I mean, it's only when an American gets hurt. It's amazing that people are so cornered into... their one line of thought that only American lives matter and no one else's does. Just as listening to George Carlin, where he says, we like bombing brown people, you know. And ISIS, as you notice, is always only in areas where it's got oil, gold, whatever. And they're never in some remote location like Antarctic. I'm waiting for him to say that ISIS is in Antarctic now. You'll never hear it. But anyway, that's what we see in our government today. Oh, and I also want to give a shout out to Cindy and Granny there, that they're both not feeling good today. So I know Granny's listening by phone there, so I'd like to give her a little coochie, I guess you call it. But hope she's snuggling her dog. But anyway, but you know, Americans have to make a decision here is. Again, remembering we, the people, in pluralism, we're not responsible for what this government does, and that's why I never use the term, or I try not to, and sometimes I might slip, but I don't use my country, our military, and such, because I don't believe what this country is doing is not only morally, well, you know, it's not morally right, but I can't stand behind the actions of the millions and millions of people killed. And the only one that has ever benefited has been corporate America. Again, like I said, with nation building, massive contracts to suck people into massive debt to rebuild what the United States just blew up so that the United States can control all oil. And we see this premise over there in Syria right now, where the lines from Qatar all through Iraq and into Syria were then to pick up probably the oil from the Golan Heights, which is being stolen from Syria, and the LP gas in the Leviathan oil field to send up to Europe to bypass Russia, because Russia's the evil one, you know. It's just constant. It's G oil politics is what I call it. Anyway, I'd like to thank all those for tuning in today. Thank Ken for in the control room for taking care of the calls. Up next is Blacklisted News Radio there. And I'd like to invite everyone to tune in next week when we'll hopefully be back if nothing happens. My new puppy is doing great, and I hope you have a good evening. And thanks again for tuning in. Radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up the loudest it'll go.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk.
That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN.